He is an award-winning gospel recording artist, trumpet player, singer-songwriter, music producer, and the youth pastor of the Oasis. Hailing from Akwa Ibom, Nigeria, with his distinct prophetic trumpet sound that resonates far and wide, he is the convener of the Hallelujah Challenge, a gathering that has blessed millions. He believes that music is a fundamental tool which God uses to connect with his people. He has featured in crusades, gospel concerts, and other kingdom gatherings all around the globe. Particularly known for writing spirit-lifting songs such as Casting Crowns, Onisha Iyanu, Resurrection and the Life, Strong Tower, Olorun Abaye, and many more that have remained on the lips of people all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please make warm the Vice Chancellor of the Hallelujah Family, Minister Nathaniel Bassey.
Lord, we lift these hands to worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. Lord, we lift these hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. And in honor, Lord, we lift these hands in worship. As we lift your holy, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. And in honor, Lord, we lift these hands in worship as we lift your holy name, for you are great. You're the miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles, my God. Kola Silemeno Katuria. There is no one else like you. Ooh, there is no, my God, for you are great. For you are great. That's right. That's right.
There is no one else like you.
Oh,
there is no one else like you.
For you are great.
You do miracles.
Oh, so great. There is no one
else
like you. Except the Lord build the house. The builders build, but in vain. Paul said, Paul planted, Apollos watered. If they left it there, nothing would happen. But the Bible says that God gave the increase. Without the increase of God, nothing will grow. That's why we give him the glory, because we know that he who takes the glory fights the battles. Can you help me lift your hands today? We are here to celebrate the one who ascended on high and gave gifts to men. One more time, for you are great, for you are great. It's an honor.
You are
You know, we couldn't even walk and see what the Lord has done. Now, let me tell you, beyond glory, beyond this physical edifice, this is a sign, a prophetic sign, that whatever God has started in your life, you complete. That's how it works. It's not about this building. It's a prophetic sign that God is about to complete everything about your destiny. To complete every project you've begun. If I were you, I would lift up a shout of glory. Somebody shout when you hear the trumpet. Do I have that scripture? Keep shouting, keep shouting. Put that scripture. We blew this trumpet and we have this land. We blew the trumpet and this house is completed. We are blowing it one more time. That everything that is not yet complete in your life becomes the testimony of Jesus and spirit of prophecy. I prophesy tonight. I come as a prophet tonight. That God will not forsake the work of his hands. Everything that needs completion, as I sound this alarm, and as you shout, whatever needs to be restored, whatever needs to be completed, we summon it right now. Whatever you need for life and godliness, as you shout, as you stand in this testimony, let it be released. Let it be released. Let destiny be released. Right now, right now, right now, right now. If you are sitting down, you are wrong. Father, I stand in this testimony and I come as your prophetic servant, as the one you've raised up for a time such as this, that as your people shout, let the anointing for completion be released. Let it be released. Let it be released. Let it be released. Nigeria, hear the word of the Lord. Whatever God has started, it shall be complete. Whatever you walked away from, that you thought was the end, let dry bones come back to life. I hear resurrection of the life. Jesus is your name. Keep shouting. Keep shouting. My God, I didn't come here to entertain you. I came as a prophet tonight. I wear the prophetic mantle tonight. I came to propel people to their destiny. I know the anointings that work in my life. And I step into one of them tonight. When you hear the trumpet sound, you will lift up a shout. Someone in this service and you are in the process of buying a business or a company. If there's somebody like that, it came up in my heart. If there's somebody in this service and you are in talks with someone or some people to buy a company, to buy a business, or to go into a partnership that will mean that belongs to you, I want you to come out in front. No, wait. Please understand what I'm saying. It's not for everybody. You're about to buy a business. I just heard that in my spirit. You're about to buy a venture. The business is already there. You are in the process of having talks. And you want to buy it. It's not a 10 common business. And you are here. I want you to come forward. Let's see if the God we serve is not real. Other mention.
Fire.
Are we online? Are we online? Are we online? Are we live? Perhaps someone is online saying, how about us? Just go towards your screen. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we stand in this testimony of your faithfulness. That the same hand that has wrought this glorious work will visit your people in front right now. And in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 72 days, let the things that could not happen by their power happen by your mighty hand. And Father, as I sound this trumpet as a confirmation and as a seal, let glorious things be done. Let glorious things happen. Let that which was said is impossible become possible. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, you will break out in rejoicing. Whether you jump, whether you dance, you will just break out in a glorious rejoicing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We are just warming up. Anytime you see this shekere, you know that we are about to enter the midnight hour. I want to quickly celebrate my brother. Please, Pastor Toby, come. God use us the way He's using us. The Bible says that no man can do these things except God be with him. We didn't even plan to wear white together. He didn't tell me what to wear. So we are like that. You know, I went to a five of state for Carol, and my government wanted to honor me, and they invited us. And I saw the governor of the state, and one of the, maybe she'll be watching now, one of the senior, you know, personnel of the governor of a state in Nigeria, I won't mention the state, said to me, please, when you go to Lagos, help me tell your brother. I said, who's my brother? He said, how many brothers do you have? Pastor Toby of MF. That it is the grace of his life that brought me to this state house. He does not know him. She does not know him personally, and he does not know her. I'm not sure you know her. He just said that is the prophet that God has sent to me. She just watches online. She has not, She just walked. He said, "That is my prophet." I'm just saying that for some of you who may be here, who have known him. Is it not Toby, Pastor Toby? May you not be familiar with the grace of God. The grace you honor will raise you. Can we celebrate this grace? See, every time I have the opportunity to have the Hallelujah challenge, I invite him. You know, because this kingdom is collaboration. And the testimonies that come out from his ministry. So I am not, yes, I give God the glory. But you see, if you say I will be surprised, I'm not really surprised. Because this man loves God. This man honors grace. And please, sir, what you are seeing is only the beginning. And I'm prophesying. You know when I begin to prophesy? Now what you are seeing is only the beginning. God won't just build buildings through you. He will build generations through you. He will build generations. I'm choosing my words to build generations. Thank you for showing for God's glory. Thank you. Now, I know that this is Lekki and there are big madams, managing directors, CEOs, chief executives, MSS, PSS, DSS, SSS, all of the SSS. But when we come to the presence of God, there is only one majesty, one royalty. And I want us to enter into the realm where people don't have dignity. It's called the Hallelujah realm. Hallelujah means to be clamorously foolish. In that realm, you don't bother about your eyelashes, your foundation. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm going to ask us to come to the altar. You're going to take a step to the altar and let's offer God a sacrifice tonight and raise an incense. These walls have ears. We want to raise worship so that these walls will be soaked in worship. Somebody will just enter into this auditorium and will have an encounter with God. Are you ready? Wherever you are, whoever you are, I want you to come forward. Let's line this altar. And you will dance before God. And if I be a man of God, that which you have been waiting for, that which you've been trusting God for, because God has done this one, in the next few weeks or months, you will come back to this same altar to testify. Hallelujah. Amen. Warming up. See, the kind of dance that made David's wife abuse him is the type of dance you should dance. If people are still looking at you like you are cute, you are dancing in the flesh. There is a dance that you give God that makes an angel say to God, "Excuse me, God, there is somebody who needs your attention." Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Amen!
Sing hallelujah!
Sing hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Amen! Sing hallelujah!
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 Thank you.
Jesus will be preached to the setting of your name.
Your name is to be hallowed.
Adonai! From the rising,
to the setting of
your name. Father, in every life, whatever represents darkness in every life now begins to give way to light now. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. I declare, let there be light. I don't know why it came to my spirit, but how to be.
every situation represented tonight.
Thank you.
That's right. Oh yeah. Oh Rabashado. Oh yeah, Malabaro de Nega. Please, the glory is inside of you. Release it. Release it. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of water. Can you hear the sound of heaven? Like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship flowing from the throne. May God release glory on you. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift your voice to make His glory known. My God, hey! Can you hear the sound of my God? Can you hear the sound of heaven? Let the sound of many waters are double. Let that glory rest on you. It's like a weight. Down. Kadosh. Let the kabod rest on you. Let the weight of His glory. Feel the sound. Let the glory. Let the weight of His glory. Eva kote la bala. Holy, 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 holy,
my
Father, we release babies right now. Let your glory shine on marital destinies right now. Should we sing one more? Should we sing one more? C sharp.
Oh Lord, I stand things around.
I want you to go to 17 people and tell them this song. 17 people. Hey!
Oh Lord,
coming down.
these children as points of contact, that none shall be barren in this house. If any be here who's struggling with childbearing by reason of this prophetic sign, that as they set their eyes on these children, just as these ones have come to jump in the glory, their children will also jump in the glory. We declare that your glory fills this house. Your glory will not just visit, it will tabernacle here. And not just in this physical building, but in every life represented. Give him a shout of praise! Hallelujah!